In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Well, Sal, we waited a long time to see what Rodgers had. We waited, we waited, we read, we watched, we discussed, we dissected. Then the game started, and, you know, it didn't go the way we wanted, at least the way I wanted, many of us. Aaron Rodgers still has it. It's the bottom line. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a star this year. I honestly believe that. I still believe the Jets are a playoff team, and there's many things to unpack from last night. But the first thing that you had to see was, can Rodgers move? Can Rodgers still sling it? And can Rodgers still manipulate the line of scrimmage? And the answer is yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I got knocked around a little bit last night, which bothers me. I'm not going to lie. That definitely bothers me. Aaron Rodgers can still play, and that's mission number one.
Yeah, I'm shocked at how many people, whether it's last night on social media or just getting a sense, a feel of the fan base where the reaction is, or even reading Vaccaro in the post, like, oh, the defense. And look, obviously the defense was a problem last night. For me, the main takeaway is the Jets have a quarterback. I mean, my God, how many football games for how many years did we have to watch with this team with the embarrassing quarterback plays? Aikman said on the broadcast last night, like historically bad quarterback play for years. You saw it last night. All right, it was in glimpses, maybe one Jets drive yet again, or those couple drives for the Jets. I was going to use that one Jets drive line. But they, you know, Rodgers then threw for the touchdown. But they did have that beautiful drive. Look. They have a quarterback. End of story. And with a quarterback, they are going to be able to be a team that is going to compete. Now, I think there are many different layers to it. We'll discuss those throughout the course of the show. But, you know, whether it's the game last night, what we project moving forward, all those different things. But, man, not only in-game, you know, leading up to it, you're thinking, okay, the excitement, as you said, we talked about it for 2 years. Then you watch him go out there, and it's just, I don't know how you could not be beyond excited. Again, I know the result was not what you want, and the defense got run over and all that stuff, and you lose a game, you lose a game. But it's not the same old Jets. I don't know how you could not be beyond excited watching Aaron Rodgers play quarterback for your team. Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback in the New York Jets. And I'll be honest with you, I'm watching the majority of that game, BT, saying, just please don't get hurt. Just please don't get hurt. Please don't get hurt. Which is a weird feeling, knowing that, yeah, maybe because he's 40 or because of what happened last year, but it's such a fragile thing. But my God, assuming he stays healthy, it's going to be a fun season for the Jets because they have finally a real quarterback.
I honestly can't remember the last time a Jets quarterback threw a touchdown off and offsides. I mean, I'm not even sure I can remember the last time a quarterback threw a completion off and offsides where they let the play go. And here's Aaron Rodgers throwing a dime to Lazard. Now, listen, far from perfect, as Sal said, we're going to get into all this stuff coming up on the show. BT and Sal, of course, 888-808-1019. Jet fans, let's go. You can make the case that, number one, it may have been the toughest spot that any NFL, and not an excuse, just context here, okay? A toughest spot any NFL team had going into the season. 3,000-mile trip to, you know, a beehive of a venue with an outstanding team that's coming off a Super Bowl loss that's been knocking on the door for a couple of years. Who knows that their window was shutting, and they had uber focus and Shanahan and incredible coaching staff. So number one, very tough spot. Now, eventually, if you're going to be the team that we need you to be, and we think that you can be, you're going to have to clear these hurdles and deal with tough spots, all right? But to do so in week one, Mike Williams barely played. He's not right. I mean, do you really think Breece Hall is going to have balls punched out this year very often? Probably not. I mean, Alan Lazard might drop some more balls, which he dropped.
Yeah, but he looked good.
He did. And there's no question. Lazard had a contribution coupled the touchdown, some other plays.
He made a great catch on the drive prior, not just the touchdown catch.
I'm the one down the sideline?
Yes.
That was a great throw. He bobbled it, though.
Yeah.
But the thing that, and again, I'm painting mostly a positive here because I feel that and I believe that. Like, I didn't go to sleep last night deflated or defeated. I went to sleep emboldened. I even told my son, I said, wins are coming. I didn't say that last year.
Right.
Wins are coming. And think about this, guys. So last year, the Jets, Rodgers goes down. They beat the Buffalo Bills. And then the season unfolds and the wreckage that ensued. Last night, they lost. It doesn't mean it can't be the exact opposite, which I expected to be. But the bottom line is they weren't on the field very much. And I really think that the way Rodgers looked, if the time of possession wasn't so skewed, I think Rodgers goes for 250 with a couple touchdowns.
Think of the feel you had watching that game where you knew early on when the defense got a stop, it's like, all right, well, get it back to Rodgers. We have a chance.
Yep.
As opposed to praying for a miracle that somehow the inept offense and quarterback play would lead to some points. It is not like that anymore. It was one game, a bad game overall, but this is not the SOJ. It's not the same old Jets. It's totally different. Now, again, the expectation, where they're going to go, the defense, cannot be fixed, all those different things are different conversation. Yeah, this is not the same old Jets, though. This is a Jets team that we expect to be highly competitive because of Aaron Rodgers, because they not only finally have a quarterback, they have an elite level quarterback. He even said after the game he could be better, which I believe to be the case, but you're not seeing a quarterback who doesn't know what he's doing or making stupid mistakes out there. He's going to make other guys better. He is an elite player still. You saw that in week one in the first game back after being out for an entire season a year ago. I think you, if you're a Jet fan today, all right, you lick your wounds a little bit from the loss, but ultimately you have to be excited about it. It gives me goosebumps thinking about the possibilities with number eight as your quarterback.
Now, listen, the stakes are going to change week by week. I mean, and we'll deal with Tennessee coming up in week two, and obviously what, you know, this should be a layup that Thursday at MetLife with the Pats, and then Denver, who, I mean, there's wins coming, which is why, you know, I feel good about this. And the Rodgers rust is still there. In the sense that, you know, I thought the play calling, and maybe this is an issue all season, it very well might be, and I love the play calling.
I didn't think it was that big.
It was very predictable to start. Breece Hall left, Breece Hall toss right, Breece Hall off dive, whatever.
Look, they have to establish throwing. You can't have Rodgers throwing it 40 times.
Understood. What I'm saying is, no, I get that.
There was a point early on in that game where I was like, you know what, Hackett's not that bad. I liked the sequence of play calling.
I liked
trying to stick to the run.
I didn't, only because it felt very predictable, and the Niners saw it coming. You could just tell by how they were stacking the box. Whatever, that's schematic stuff. I'll let others who, you know, scour tape really decipher that. All I'm saying is I do think that will open up. Aaron Rodgers had to learn to trust his body again, and the coaching staff had to see him. They're not going to throw him in harm's way with, you know, nine rollouts.
Especially against that team.
100%. So it was conservative by design. I do think that that will change. I do think the Jets' offense is going to be good, and I do think the Jets will absolutely be a playoff team. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal. On the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio, friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Rob, first up, Tom's River, BT and Sal. Robbie, what's going on?
What's up, gentlemen? Love the both of you. You guys are my favorite. I am so happy with the way Rodgers played yesterday. I couldn't be happier. He still got it. The offense was humming for a little bit there with those two touchdown drives. One thought I can't get out of my head, and it's appalling, and it makes me upset, is that it looks like Hassan Reddick is going to get exactly what he wants.
No, he's not.
No way. And we'll get to Reddick a little bit later on, but I'm not buying that. Let's just keep it to Rodgers for the start of the show. We'll get to Reddick a little bit later on. The bigger picture is Rodgers. Reddick is a part of the story. The defense, solid, that's a part of the story. We'll get to that.
We'll get to the main story. Yep.
Because without Rodgers being there, looking like he did last night, none of it means anything. We saw that a year ago. I am just thanking the New York sports gods that we have Aaron Rodgers healthy and we get a chance to watch him Sunday and then again Thursday in a game that I'm going to be at BT. I can't wait to see Rodgers come out at home in MetLife Stadium. Like, if you're a Jet fan, think of how long you've waited for a real freaking quarterback. And not only do you have a real freaking quarterback in the NFL, you have Aaron freaking Rodgers. His attitude, his demeanor, all the things he says. And obviously you saw it work out last night where he, look, is he prime Aaron Rodgers? All right, well, nobody at 40 is necessarily in their prime that they would have been 5 years ago, but he didn't look that bad to me. He's slinging it all over the place. He still looked good. He still looked confident. I wasn't sure what we'd see off the injury. I saw pretty close to what I expected from the Aaron Rodgers greatness. I think there's going to be all positive signs from that last night.
I think so, too. You know, I don't want to start putting numbers on it, but, I mean, Rodgers, he's going to hit 30 touchdowns. He stays right. I mean, there's other weapons that will be involved that really give the Jets a chance to have a very diverse and very explosive offense. And, you know, Sal's right. Think about all the points of criticism and hope over there, both ways, over the years. Like, well, if the defense could do this, and if this young receiver can do that, and if this offensive lineman could help out this quarterback, all the things that we focused on outside of the quarterback spot. And for once, you watch this man line up under center, and you've got full conviction, I know I do, so do you, that what he sees is exactly what you need to see. And the arm talent's still there. That's it.
It gives me goosebumps even hearing you say it. I joke around and use the word sports semi sometimes. Well, last night, dude, sports semi city. Like, I don't get how you could. Again, the result. The result of it, fine. Like, that's obviously not an ideal result.
Two separate things.
But there are many things to factor into why the result is what it was. And again, we'll get to that. But watching Rodgers play quarterback for the New York Jets, that to me is the primary focus. This is not, regardless of the result, this is not the same old Jets.
Let me get Zach up in Monroe with BT and Sal. Zach, what's cooking, man? How you doing today?
What's going on, guys? I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. So I just want to talk about the Jets. Like, I don't know, as a Jets fan, how you could be happy about yesterday. I know Rodgers got in there and played. You know, he played more than he did last year. But look, you guys lost the game. They were down by 3 scores for most of the game at one point. You lost the game.
We know that. It's a game. They lost the game. The most important thing is Rodgers. What don't you get?
Because, he's 40 years old coming off an Achilles tear. I personally do not think he's going to live up to any of the expectation. He was targeting Garrett Wilson, which I did like. But I mean, look, Breece Hall had the fumble. I who knows what he's going to be this year?
What do you mean, who knows? He's going to be one of the most dynamic players in football. So hold on one sec. So if you're not sure what Rodgers can be, that's one thing. But you automatically went to a mistake that somebody else made in Breece Hall. And by the way, if Alan Lazard catches that first, that's why I had a little Lazard.
That was a band drop.
On third down on the opening series, the Jets might possess the football for 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes and score a touchdown. I mean, Rodgers was ready to play.
So maybe that changes things the way the rest of the game plays out. That was a bad drop by Lazard.
Bad drop.
Yeah, no, I agree. That was a bad drop. But look. I don't think he's going to live to the expectations. I thought they should have gone out there, had him throw the ball more. I didn't like what they did on the first second. Drive.
If you don't think he's going to live up to the expectations, why do you want him to throw the football more? I'm confused.
Because if he's what you guys say he is, this quarterback, then he's got to go out there, and the Salah's got to trust him. I mean, Salah's on.
Zach, you're all over the place. Exactly. It was one game, the first game back. He's 40 years of age, coming off a season-ending injury. One game against one of the best teams, if not the best team in the entire league.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand what more you want. You got to get consistent with your point. If you don't believe in Rodgers, that's fine. I'd like to know what that's based off of exactly. You could reference the age. You could reference the injury. But you saw last night glimpses of something that Jeff fans just haven't seen, period.
No, I've never seen a quarterback make a throw. Well, I mean, Zach maybe made one or two in the one drive against Kansas City. But I mean, that's the beauty of, you know, more is coming. Now, listen, again, to me, the word of the season, certainly today for Jet fans, is perspective. I think if you have, and you can do whatever you want, but my perspective is the Jets weren't supposed to win. You know, they were 4.5-point dogs for a reason. The Niners have been a platinum franchise for more than half a decade. They've got coaching continuity. They've got offensive line continuity. They've got quarterback continuity. They've got defensive continuity. The Niners are a machine that's been humming for years. The Jets just left the garage, and they're not really sure how this car is going to handle itself once they start getting a little top speed. Last night was not top speed. If it was, that would be an issue. If the Niners, like if this happens against Tennessee, again, then I can promise you will hear a different me on Monday. But perspective, I think the Jets are going to be terrific this year.
Well, the part about comparing them to the Niners, that's a conversation I do want to get into with you because that does mean something. But the fact that Aaron Rodgers was healthy, like going in, I said on yesterday before the game took place, yesterday I said, no matter what happens in this game, even if the Jets get rolled, I'm not going to go nuts. To me, the primary thing was watching Rodgers and getting him healthy through that game. Now, if he can't stay healthy, all bets are off. However, watching him play last night, I don't know how you cannot be excited. Frustrated with the loss, disappointed about certain other aspects of the game?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll get to that. But Aaron Rodgers is the New York Jets quarterback. Finally, he played a game, and there is great reason to believe in Rodgers based off of what we saw last night, even in an otherwise bad effort overall.
I'm totally with you. Jimmy, Jersey Shore, BT and South. Jim, what's going on, Jim? Come on, Jim.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, Jim?
Hi, guys. Are you there?
Yes. Let's go, bud. We're good.
What's up? Hey, guys. I never really got the Aaron Rodgers love. One Super Bowl in his whole career. He had the best team in their conference at least three at times, maybe four. He never won one Super Bowl. And the one Super Bowl he won, if the Steelers don't make turnovers.
Oh, so now there's, by the way, hold on a sec, Jim. And if Eli doesn't have a helmet catch and whatever, he's got no Super Bowls. Yeah. I mean, we want to go through every single Super Bowl.
All right, so give him the Super Bowl. Give him the Super Bowl.
Listen, no, you don't have to give it to him. He earned it. He won a Super Bowl, and he won four MVPs.
I've been hearing about the defense. The Chicago Bears in 85 last year. Listen, they got ravaged last night. Eight times in a row they got scored.
Right, Jim.
Defense.
Jim, we understand that, and thank you for the call. You got to get your ears checked. We didn't talk about the defense to start. We'll get to that. We saw it. We know what happened. We'll get to that. That's not the most. If you think the defense last night in week one, in a week in the NFL where every team is feeling their way because preseason doesn't exist anymore, so it's essentially a preseason. If you think that you're going to judge their defense based off of one game against the 40 freaking Niners on the road in week one, that's what the Jet defense is going to be for the season. I can't help you with that. You're entitled to your opinion. To me, I'm not going to do that. Now, as BT said, if that happens again in week two, we've got a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, the primary takeaway is that they have a quarterback once and for all. Goodness gracious, the New York Jets, and not just a quarterback, as you said, Jim, a Super Bowl winning quarterback. The knock on Aaron Rodgers is that he's so damn good that the knock is that he's only got one Super Bowl win.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. We talk about, did the guy win a Super Bowl? Did he win a Super Bowl? Did they win a championship? Rodgers has that, but because he's so good, he's held to an even higher standard that the only knock on him is that he's only won one Super Bowl. That's it.
And by the way, he also, 1 year in Green Bay, fairly recently, they had to convert a wide receiver to running back because they had none. I mean, we make it seem like Aaron Rodgers had this abundance of weapons out there outside of Devontae Adams. Aaron Rodgers was kicking and screaming for years, draft me a wide receiver.
Right.
He was pretty much weaponless. So, listen, I understand that there's a lot of intrigue and reluctance to stamp Aaron Rodgers back. I respect that. I understand that. That's just what happens when you're 40 and your Achilles tendon rolls up like a lampshade. But to think that Aaron Rodgers can't throw the football as well as anybody or hasn't thrown the football as well as anybody, really in the history of the game, do you watch football on Sunday or you go apple picking with that guy who called us yesterday, who's going cherry picking because he gave up on his Giants already?
Yeah, I mean, come on. And then compare it not only for him in the entirety of the history of the sport, but compare it just here to the Jets.
Yeah.
When was the last time, like you said, the one Jets drive from Zach, haha, funny on the Sunday night game against Kansas City. But realistically, when was the last time you saw a quarterback look like that last night?
I would probably say, I have an answer for you. It's probably Vinny, and, you know, Vinny hitting his first 8 or 9 throws roughly in that AFC Championship game against Denver. Not that Rodgers was all-time amazing last night.
Right.
But, I mean, the ability to just fling it and stick it, you know, because Chad had, you know, didn't have his radar.
Fine,
you know, be accurate.
Fitzpatrick was whatever.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick was, you know, like a C-level talent with a lot of guts who pieced it together. And we respect that. And all the other guys pretty much stunk.
I mean, would you say Favre?
No, okay, because right, Favre was a gunslinger who was amazing, but was obviously sloppy and cavalier. Right. Aaron Rodgers is like a polished ballet dancer at the position. Relax. Jets are going to be fine.
He's what you dream of. Now, the ultimate dream is if you had him, you know, 10 years ago. But beggars
can't ask for too much here, man. We'll take him when he's 50. All right, it's BT and Sal. So, perspective. BT and Sal here on the Jets are 0-1. Did you really think that they'd win? Like, I did think it would be a little bit tighter. I'm not going to lie to you. And we'll get to the other stuff. But in terms of at least last night answering the question, do the Jets have a quarterback? Can Rodgers still play? For both of us.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The answer is yes. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Sal on the Fan. Nothing like staying up late. And listen, obviously, Rodgers, as we started the show, Aaron Rodgers looks kind of still like Aaron Rodgers, which is what matters to us most here. And then, of course, you know, a little deficient in the sleep category. And I'm usually here by about 8:20, 8:30. I roll in at 9:46. The freaking Lincoln Tunnel shut down. Everybody diverted to the Holland Tunnel. So I'm listening to Bill Moore and Gio on the way in, hearing about the Jets and hearing about this and hearing about that. Let me say one thing, as much as I am optimistic, and I do believe the Jets will be very good this year, if there's one thing that's going to wreck it, it's that coach. So, all we heard all summer was, oh man, this was an intense camp. Salah trying to change the narrative a little bit, really getting after it, really putting these guys through it. Like the old days. Fantastic. I was all for it. It made me excited. Here we go. Got to get hungry. Like, you know, when Rocky loses everything and Rocky's in the street. And then what happens? They don't even want to hit. So the offense will be fine. And I believe the defense will eventually be dominant again. But that's a horrendous reflection on the biggest question mark in the entire franchise. They weren't ready to play.
They got abused. They got abused. They got steamrolled by a team that is on another level. Now, you know where I stand on Robert Saleh, and Robert Saleh says the defense is very fixable. Okay, well, here's all that I'm going to say after last night's performance. Fix it. That's all I'm going to say. No need to go nuts. We all saw what happened last night. And we know, and I've been saying for a long time, two things. Number one, I think that the biggest weakness of this Jets team is, in fact, the head coach. Number two, if they are going to separate themselves in the AFC, it's going to be because of the defense. And I still believe that. I believe Rodgers can be great, but the offense is going to be what it's going to be. the defense is going to have to be the thing that separates them from everybody else in the AFC. That's, they need to be a top three, if not top, defense in the NFL. That's how they're built with Saleh, with all the different parts that they added. So fix it. He better fix it. However, they're nowhere near the level of the 49ers. And I think that you saw that on display last night. While I do believe the defense will get a little bit better and Saleh better fix it, and while I do wholeheartedly, fully, truly believe and trust and love Aaron Rodgers as a player and believe that they're going to be okay, the talk about Super Bowl for a team that is going from nowhere, like, you have to, I know the Jets are all gas, no break. You have to pump the brakes because you saw a team that is, as you said before, BT, built this way. This didn't happen. The Niners are a well-oiled machine. This didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Those championship teams are built. And it takes a while when you do it the right way. You can't patch it together. I'm not saying the Jets can't make the playoffs or they can't be a threat, but you have to crawl before you walk. The Jets haven't crawled yet. Hopefully this could be a year where we start to see them crawl with the real quarterback and be a good team, a playoff team. They're nowhere near the 49ers level. Nowhere near it.
Yeah, but crawling's not good enough because Aaron Rodgers is not 30, he's 40.
Well, maybe so next year's the year then.
Well,
another year. I'm just saying, like, to talk Super Bowl. We're talking about...
Yeah, oh, I'm not talking Super Bowl now.
You saw one team last night
that
was a Super Bowl, legitimate Super Bowl team. Obviously, they've been in the Super Bowl. The Jets were nowhere near that level.
True. Oh, I'm not here to dispel. Right. That's obvious. The Jets got pushed around and punked and lit up, and they got owned physically. There's no doubt. But I also saw the Jets actually, you know, play pretty well against the Super Bowl champions from last year with Zach.
Right.
So, I mean, like, I this is what makes the NFL nuts and awesome and infuriating and perplexing all in one. Like, do I think if the Jets and the Niners, not that they will, maybe in the Super Bowl, but in, like, 6 weeks if they met again, do I think that it looks that way? No. That doesn't matter.
Fair enough.
Right now, that doesn't matter.
Right.
What matters is that they got abused and they've got to fix it, as you say, and I believe that they will.
Okay, me too, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But I will say that, you know, the talk of Super Bowl before we've ever seen this team prove or do anything.
Yeah.
Again, maybe in 7 weeks, they're starting to build toward that. But the Niners are already there in week one because they've been built for years. The Jets have to get there. Now, I do think that actually last night was a good first step, showing that they had the quarterback in place. And I do believe that the defense can be fixed. And that's the one thing that we ask of Robert Saleh. Fix the defense. Don't touch the offense. We know you have nothing to do with that. Leave it alone. Let Aaron Rodgers and Hackett do their thing. Fix the defense. He's got to fix it. Otherwise, he's going to get fired.
I got to say one more thing.
Yeah.
You know, Reddick's name came up before.
Yeah.
I do not believe that the Jets will acquiesce and give him what he wants. Now, there's the thought that that's going to happen because the Jets didn't get any pressure and the Jets got rolled 8 straight possessions. That's not going to happen. But what needs to be said is the three guys that were sent packing to make room for Hassan Reddick, in theory, that defensive line is very different. They lost a couple of horses up there, man.
Yeah, Clemens, though, looks like a guy who's got potential. I like him a lot.
I hear you. Jermaine Johnson. Will McDonald play?
Yeah.
I mean, did he play?
Yeah.
Honestly, did Will McDonald play? I'm just saying that is something that's not going away. Like, you know, Sauce is a little weak on the tackles.
Mm-hmm. Why was he out? Did we learn why?
No, the way they presented that on the broadcast was very odd. Now,
no injury.
It looked like there was something with his shoulder early, for sure.
Okay,
he was down for a second.
It wasn't an injury thing.
Then they said he was sitting out, but it was not injury related. So the Jets either straight up lied to us. What was it? Disciplinary? I don't know what that was.
If it's not an injury thing, I'm like, what, did he miss an assignment or something?
You're not going to bench him for missing the assignment.
Know. Well, I mean, Saleh wouldn't bench him for anything, I wouldn't think. But I was like, oh, maybe coach got some.
That was odd. But, the defense needs to tighten up, and they need to be a lot better up front. That's where they got gashed. AJ's in Lincroft. AJ, what's going on?
What's up, guys? Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, AJ?
A few takeaways from last night before I get to Saleh, if I can. I'm not going to complain about the offense. They haven't played together yet with Rodgers. Rodgers hasn't played in 2 years, so I'm not going to complain about the offense. Now, to the defense and Saleh, we're supposed to be a top-5 defense. I understand that it's the first game, and I understand it's against the Niners. As a top-5 defense, you can't get steamrolled like that when, especially, you know it's coming when they keep running the ball, I don't know how many times. That gets to Saleh and the lack of adjustments he made. He just allowed them to run and run and run. You look at the two guys on the sideline. You look at Kyle Shanahan on the sideline with his play sheet, talking to into the headset, communicating. Then you go look at Salah. He's staring. He just stares. That is inexcusable. He is, I can confidently say he's probably the worst coach in the NFL, and he's our biggest issue.
Well, one's the best head coach in the NFL, arguably, and one's the worst, or at least one of the best. I mean, you want to put Shanahan up there with Andy Reid, and Salah is, if not the worst, one of the worst, as we've been saying for a long time. So, you saw the disparity. Now, they're two different coaches, but, meaning, you know, one's an offensive background, one's a defensive background, but you can't compare Robert Saleh to Kyle Shanahan. That's a different, it's a different world.
Now listen, I said over the summer that I do believe the Jets will win this year, and I believe the Jets will win in spite of their coach.
Right.
I believe that they're going to have to win in spite of him.
But when you watch a well-oiled machine with a clear direction, precise execution.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's...
I'm envious.
Well, everybody is. I mean, that's what a Super Bowl team looks like. That's what a real head coach looks like. They have an idea. It doesn't matter what running back you plug in.
I know.
They're gonna run the football. But that goes back to his father and Alex Gibbs. This is years in the making. This is not just, oh, crap, what are we going to do? Like, the fantasy nerds get caught up at all. Oh, McCaffrey's not there. Win for the Jets. No. If you know anything about football and the Shanahans, they're going to be able to plug in a running back. It's why, like, me personally, I wouldn't value a running back. It's why I in part agree with Joe Shane for letting Barkley go. Look at what the freaking Shanahans have done for years with undrafted running backs, gouging one of the best defenses on paper in the league last night.
Yeah, well, remember the Broncos, too? Remember the Broncos had about three or four? Oh, he's out of
here. Drones.
Yeah, Drones was one of them. They had like four guys that went over 1,000 after TD. Right?
With the Alex Gibbs blocking scheme.
Yeah.
The zone blocking, whatever it is that they've been running years. This is for years. So it's a thing of beauty when you watch the 49ers call plays, run plays, execute the plays, tackle, the way they do everything about them. It's the exact opposite of what Robert Saleh and the Jets, they have to get there. They're raw, they're talented, but there's a long way to go to get to that championship level.
Yeah, and there's not many Deebo Samuels floating around the NFL, but the Jets had zero interest in tackling him. I mean, they just let him run through them.
That's going to be a problem, man. I mean, they got to.
Yeah, I mean, what we heard all summer, really got on the boys this summer. Really pushed it. Really hard camp. Yeah, that's what you do right away. Not a good look for a coach who's hanging by a thread.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah. Here's the pitch to Austin Wells. Hey, time for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game Contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the victorious New York Yankees last night. Getting a little separation there in the East. Very little. Game and a half. Anyway, first one to correct and identify last night's turning point of the game. Give us a buzz. 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And we'll hook you up with two pairs of tickets to a 2024 Yankees regular season game. Not many left, obviously. Pennant race time. And it's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball. The Fan, it is BT and Sal, and, you know, maybe Austin Wells' moment last night maybe factors into this. I don't know this contest here. But in July, his OPS, 941. In August, 936. A little quiet in September so far. It's a big three-run bomb last night, obviously. I think Austin Wells, you know, I always loved him coming into the season. I always thought he'd hit. I think at some point, we don't need to do this now, but I just want to throw it out. I think at some point in the next couple, he's an all-star. That's how much I think of Austin Wells, so he has really fitted nicely this year. But Yankees with a big win. Oh, quick heads up. Tomorrow, I'm going to do this the rest of the regular season and playoff push, hopefully for both the Mets and Yankees. So tomorrow at 11, every Wednesday, Howie Rose, right here with BT and Sal, breaking down those Metsies. Nice one last night, Sal. Congrats. And at 12:30, or at least in the 12 o'clock hour every Wednesday, Sousa Waldman is going to jump on with us here on The Fan. So Howie and Susan, Wednesday, September, October, BT and Sal. We'll do a little more baseball later. All right, Garrett Wilson, Sal. I know you had a little something on that. What happened?
Yeah, well, no, I think, and now I love Garrett Wilson as a player going into last year, even, you know, before the Rodgers injury, always going to be a stud. He's going to be a top receiver in the league. It shows you, as I talked about earlier, where you're building, you know, teams are built. It takes years to really get to that clean, crisp level of high execution like the Niners are at. And you get Garrett Wilson, who's got all the ability in the world, and I do think is going to be a stud, especially with Rodgers throwing him the football. You saw signs of that last night, but the one play where, you know, they thought he made the catch, but then they reviewed it real quick and his foot was out of bounds. Mm-hmm. You got to get your foot down. Like, that's something little, and it may not be the biggest deal in the world, but those are the little things that separate you from being a good receiver with potential to being a great receiver and extending drives and keeping drives moving, which can result in touchdowns. Like, it sounds obvious, but if your best receiver, I mean, he had a mile to put his second foot down.
Oh, that was an easy play. Easy play.
So for a great receiver, those little things, like, yes, skill set is great, and, you know, the way he can catch the ball, going over the middle, deep, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. you've got to be able to clean those little things up. Before we anoint all these guys or individuals, whether it's Sauce, whether it is Garrett Wilson in this particular case, whether it's the Jets as a whole as being a playoff team and a Super Bowl contender, before we anoint them, they actually have to do it. And there are going to be growing pains along the way.
Sure.
He's still a very young player. It doesn't mean that he's never going to be good, but he's learning. And that learning curve sometimes can hold you back. And maybe by next year, he's more polished and more sound, and maybe the Jets are more cohesive. You're seeing the early signs of what they have. But even Garrett Wilson, who I love, can't anoint him yet when he's missing plays like that he should make.
Well, I mean, even Breece Hall putting the ball in the turf. That's a beautiful punch out, to be fair.
Yeah, Breece Hall, perfect example. Great defensive play, but we're all talking about, oh, greatest back in the league. Well, can you actually do something?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Garrett Wilson play, that was just a lack of awareness, which I don't think I've ever really seen from him. He did have a lot of room to get that second foot down. That was easy. Like, I don't think I'll ever say we could do what any of these guys could do on a football field, but I really think if we caught that ball somehow, not that we would have gotten separation, right. but if we did, we would have gotten that second foot down. I don't think you'll see that again from him the rest of the year. I think Garrett Wilson's a stud. I think that Breece is a stud. I think that Sauce is a stud. And I don't think that they've been anointed studs too early, because think about this. They put up numbers, and in Garrett's case, he's put up numbers with trash quarterbacks. But specific to last night, you know, you got to make that play.
But there is a difference, BT, in the putting up numbers and fantasy aspect and in reality and what it takes to win a football game. I don't care if you have, you know, 5 catches for 130 or if you have 3 catches for 30 yards. When you need to make a play, especially to convert a first down, and you got to get your second foot in bounds, and it's as easy as that, you got to do it.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah, no, I know you're not. And same thing with Breece Hall. Like, if Breece Hall wants to be one of the best backs, and I know he doesn't have fumble problems here, we're not talking about something major, and I do think that was more of a great defensive play than Breece Hall screwing up.
Yes.
However, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. You just can't do that. You want to be an elite back, a great, you know, a great team. Hey, the Niners kid fumble last night? Nobody ever heard of him. The guy's running all over the place. Who looked like the better back last night? Was it Breece Hall or was it the Niners? And a lot of it is also about scheme. I know that.
Yes.
But that just plays to the point where let's not anoint the talent yet. They have to tighten a lot of things up.
I wanted to say one thing that I thought you were going to say about Garrett, and then we'll get back to these calls. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. I love the new uniforms. Love them.
Right.
Love the logos, on the graphics. When you said you wanted to bring up something about Garrett Wilson, I thought you were going to say something about his uniform. I don't like if you're an older quarterback, that's one thing. Like, he's got the loose sleeves.
Right.
You see Garrett Wilson's sleeves? Did you notice it?
I didn't. I noticed his chain or whatever.
Yeah, his chain was hanging out pretty much all game. True. I noticed that as well. His sleeves, very Al Toon-ish, which is not a bad thing. I need those things to be tight.
You want it tight?
Yeah, okay. They looked a little.
You're right.
1980s-ish or monkish.
Surprised I didn't notice that, because that is abnormal nowadays for a receiver to have his jersey a little loose like that.
That's why it jumped out to me.
Yeah, okay.
You got to clip those things a little bit. Make it tight. Show the guns. All right, BT and Sal, let's get back to you guys here. Mike in Raleigh, North Carolina, down there. He's got us up on the free Odyssey app. What's going on there, Mikey?
BT, Sal, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Mike?
Hey.
BT, I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm originally from Brooklyn. I've been living here for the past 4 years. want to tell you something. I've been following the Jets my whole life. This loss kind of reminded me a little bit of 1998. Remember when they also lost to the 49ers in their opener?
Ooh, Mike. Yes. First of all, that was
Garrison Hurst was like. Yes. Jordan Mason reminded me of Garrison Hurst in a way.
Yeah.
I just want to say, remember they started the season 0-2 and then went to finish 12-4.
I remember.
I just want to say they're going to be fine. They're going to win their next 4 games. Aaron Rodgers, I know they lost a game and were essentially non-competitive for the most part, but Aaron Rodgers showed you in America, a lot of his flashes. So I think he's gonna. I think the Jets are gonna win the division, and they're gonna. They're gonna be definitely a playoff team, and we'll see where we go from there. But I just want people to relax.
Yeah, Mike, I gotta tell you here, Mike. It's funny. Usually we do anything but relax. And thanks for the call. Thanks for the kind words. That 98 reference is an interesting one. But usually we're a little bit over the top, including us sometimes. Right. But I think that the perspective is good. And I said this. I said, unless Rodgers, God forbid, gets hurt, you know, the Jets fan, even with a loss on Tuesday morning, I believe will be measured and will have good perspective. And so far, many of you have. That 90, I'll never forget that. I was in Myrtle Beach now. That 98 game, yeah. Niners opened up again. It was at Candlestick Park. It was the year the Jets won their first AFC East divisional title, and the year they lost to Denver and probably would have beaten you guys in the Super Bowl, even though you don't think so.
Right.
And I'm down in Myrtle. First time I've ever, and I wasn't even in the business yet. I was working on Wall Street trying to get in the business, which is why I was able to go down on a golf trip during the football season. And I remember Keyshawn caught a touchdown. Krebet caught a touchdown, and Glenn Foley was the starting quarterback, and the Jets did start. Now, I don't know if this is going to happen this year. The Jets did start 0-2. I think they lost to the Rams or the Ravens. I think it was the Rams. And then they came home, and I was at the game. They played the Colts, and Leon Johnson had about a 70-yard screen pass. Vinny started the game, and that's when Parcells went from Foley to Vinny, and the Jets wound up going 12-4. Yeah. Who knows what it means this year, but I do like the perspective. This Jets team is going to be good.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I need to see it first.
All
I'll say is I love the quarterback. And I don't think that, I think the perspective also should be, while the quarterback is great and would make anything possible, you got a little dose of reality. Before you start talking Super Bowl, look at a team that actually has been in a Super Bowl and where you stack up. Doesn't mean it can't be rectified or fixed, but long way to go.
And when you say talking Super Bowl, you mean the Jets players or you mean the fans? Because Jets players really aren't saying that.
I mean the
fans. Okay.
Yeah. I mean the fans and media who start talking about Super Bowl for a team that hasn't made the playoffs in 14 years. Like, generally, there's a buildup.
Well,
you can't just go from 0 to 100.
I mean, true, but I think you're missing that there would have been a buildup last year if Rodgers was healthy. Well, now there was he enough, wasn't, but, and there was
well,
none. But
well, right, but last year should have been year one.
If he's healthy, they win 10 or 11 games,
and then maybe we say this year. Okay, well then maybe we say right. So maybe that's where we are this year. Which then you're going to need another year, and then Rodgers will be another year older. So all I'm saying is before you start talking Super Bowl, you should be talking playoffs.
Well, how'd the Bucs do it?
Yeah.
With Brady a couple years ago.
I mean, the Bucs were there, and then they brought in Tom Brady, and you know, they were already a team, though, that was built a little bit better than the Jets were. Yeah. And they had a better head coach in Bruce Arians.
Well, that's
the
true.
Had success.
I didn't forget about the coach. It goes back to solid. It's crazy.
You could reference the example all you want with the Bucs.
Yeah.
You watched the Jets.
No.
You saw them against a Super Bowl team last night. How'd they look?
They looked awful. How the Bengals look.
They got run over them.
How some other good teams look. How the Browns look at home. That defense is good.
Right.
It's not an excuse.
No, I know.
It's perspective.
Understood. But a lot of those teams have had success. The Jets have not.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.